BBC News at 6:03. Our next at 7.
Thank you, Adam. How are you this morning? You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
For me, this is like going back to the 60s originally, because I've done breakfast shows since 1964. And in 1967, when I used to drive in to do the Radio 1 breakfast show, as it was, the only thing you had to steer around were pigeons in Regent's Park.
And these days?
Well, there are cars. Thank you very much. It's going to be the first record. Well, it had to be, didn't it?
Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap, and yellow
rubber. Good morning. Welcome to Sounds of the 60s. Tony Blackburn here with you. My first Sound of the 60s. I've been looking forward to this very much. Two reasons, really. This is my era, the 60s, because, you know, it started on Radio Caroline in 1964. And all the music I'm playing, well, you know, I play them as new releases. Simple as that. So here we are, 50 years on, in the same building. Actually, not quite in the same building. This is a different building, actually. But here at 6 o'clock in the morning, that record, Flowers in the Rain, I opened up Radio 1 50 years ago this year. And the reason I chose that record was because I... That crashing noise at the beginning, I thought it would be a good opening. Issued at the height of the summer of love, it was as well, the 60s. Oh, we had flowers in our hair. All we suffered from in those days was green fly. Not if you feel that you can't go home. Not glean fry. USA and UK number one, considered as many one of the greatest Motown records ever. And I used to play it in the clubs when I did clubs. And I used to get up on stage and say, come on, join in, put your hands in the air, and we'll have fun. Nobody took any notice of me, but I loved the song. The Four Tops and Reach Out, I'll Be There. You know, the program is altered slightly, obviously, because it's me doing it. So it obviously won't sound that good. But I hope you get used to it. And I hope very much indeed that we make this a regular occurrence every single week. Now, as it's a live show and the Sounds of the 60s is now live, you can text me at 88291. Love to hear from you. Tweet me at BBC Radio 2, or you can tweet me at Tony Blackburn, all one word. You can email me at sots@bbc.co.uk. Or you can email. Now, we'd love to get your requests, and we're going to continue with the requests, of course, because we'd love to hear from you. You can email me, tonyb@bbc.co.uk. And Tom DeCrow will pick up the emails, and he'll... I don't know what he'll do with them after that. Presumably, he'll put them... Not in the basket. What are you talking about? We will make sure that you get your request played as well. And also, Phil Clayton-Swern and I, we put the programme together between us. All the songs that you really enjoy are the ones I put in. All the ones you're not sure about are Phil's. So there you go, simple as that. This is one that I put in from Sandy Shore. There's always something there to remind me at Sound of the 60s.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along.
Sandy Shore, there's always something there to remind me. What a fabulous track that is as well. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. So there you go. But that's Sandy Shore. And it failed, actually, when it first released. And Eve Taylor was determined to find a big hit for her client. And indeed she did, with this version of a Burt Bacharach song that went to number one in the UK and even managed to get in the top 50. In the top American 100 as well. So that was great. Incidentally, talking about Phil Lee Clayton-Swern, who's been a friend of mine for well over 50 years and a complete fanatic about music as I am. But, you know, we quite often discuss music and he comes up with all these weird details and bores me stiff particularly. So I thought, well, why should I be the only one who's bored stiff by some of the things he comes out with? So I've given him his own particular spot on the programme. So not only now will he be boring me stiff, he'll be boring the whole country stiff. In a section that we called, Phil Swern, The Collector's Colossal Collection. And it is going to be, I think, the highlight of the programme. He'll come up every week, two songs an hour, I do believe, or is one song an hour? That's right, one song an hour. And he'll come on and explain why he's playing it. And then after he's played it, we'll forgive him.
Sounds of the 60s. Tony Blackburn.
past six right here on Sounds of the 60s. And this was a UK number four from the Vogues called 5 o'clock World. The Beatles. I should have known better. My thanks to studio manager Guy Worth, our producers Tom DeCrow and Phil the Collector Swern, who compiled the show with me. Sound of the 60s has been a unique production for Radio 2. All you need. Jimmy Jones and good timing. I hope you've enjoyed my very first Sounds of the 60s. I'm going to be back with you on the Golden Hour Friday, 7 o'clock, and of course back on Sounds of the 60s at 6 o'clock on Saturday. You have a lovely weekend. Dermot O'Leary is next, of course, with his brand new breakfast show. And don't forget, of course, Graham will be with you at the usual time of 10 o'clock. See you next Friday.